Bottom, lowland, or bottom land? Yeah, bottom. You go down in the bottom. Yeah, bottom. We say that a lot.
Well, what's a lowland grassland?
Well, it's down sort of at the foot of the hill, you know. It's in a low area.
And what would it be called?
Just down in that low land or low dirt.
What do you call land that you're not using?
It's laid out. It's just laid out.
Well, what does it have a name other than that? What about a
meadow? No, we don't have meadows down here.
Where are meadows found?
They found up there where they have sheep. they don't make them out of dirt.
What are the meadows?
Something else, because we don't have them down here. We got pastures. Y'all have meadows in Georgia?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Y'all do?
Yes, there's some parts of it.
Well, we don't have meadows around here now. They don't have meadows in Georgia either. Really? That's something you read in a book.
So that's just a book word then?
That's a book word with a little brook or stream.
Uh-huh.
A meadow is one with a little brook running through it and a fairy tale book.
Well, is a brook, can you have those, or is that in a fairy tale book too?
That's in a fairy tale book. We've got a branch or a little pond.
Okay. Well, now, what about land that has water over it most of the time?
What's just that? Lowland
with
water over it.
If you went over to Georgia, that between before you get to Blakely going that way, and it's real wet. Now, what's all that land called?
Oh, I can't think of it right now. There's a flat bottom land on the water.
If you have water, just stand on it. Cypress trees growing in it, and like the Okie Finoki.
Yeah.
What's that? What is that?
Swamp land.
So it's a what?
Swampy.
Alright.
Yeah, we've got swampy dirt. Yeah, we use that around here, swampy. We had some swampy dirt on our place at home.
So you have, so...
We do use the word swampy.
Alright. And the place where, along the ocean, where the...
You can tell that I've been away from way out on the farm. See, we were 8 miles from town, and now we're not.
Yeah.
So some, you know, I just don't use these words like I used to hear them, and I'm just not around them.
Well, now that this is in the city limits, isn't it?
But yet, but out in the country, those subdivisions are going in and they're clearing up land everywhere, and these words really will get extinct.
Yes, ma'am.
Fast.
That's true. And now, down near the ocean.
Yes.
What's the place where there's grass growing, there's not a beach there, and you can't get out into the water because there's too much grass, there's water in there.
Yeah, that's between here and Panama City Beach.
What's that called?
I just can't think of it right now.
Well, what would you call it?
Grassy, swampy land, I reckon.
Well, does that have salt water in it?
No, I don't think so. See, that grass wouldn't grow in salt water.
Well, there's a kind that does grow in salt water. Grows salt hay, it's called. And it grows down around some beaches. I don't know if it grows in Panama City or not.
Well, this is not salted water on the way to Long Beach down there.
Well, what would you call... along the coast of Georgia, there's a lot of it. It's called a
Mulky?
Well, it's like that. There's well, some people call it a marsh or...
Yeah, marsh. Yeah, now they would use that down in Florida around that all that marshy dirt. But see, around here we don't have much of it, so we don't use it around here.
Would you call it marshes or salt marshes?